our Decatur Park District segment every Tuesday. Continues on the director of operations here, Ryan Raleigh.
That's right.
I don't know why I can't say your last name.
I don't know.
Well, now I'm all confused on why I said your last name wrong. So I think I said the city wrong all those years.
Yes, you did. We could pick that up at one of the trivia nights at the Lincoln Lounge.
I can pronounce Thailand golfers' names as soon as I hear it once, but I cannot remember how to say the capital of North Carolina. Yeah.
You also like to eat at Checkers and Raleigh's.
Raleigh's.
Raleigh's, yeah.
Hey, get a Raleigh burger. We had a Raleigh's Raleigh's, obviously, down here.
I kept him in business for a couple of years.
Was that the first thing it was after it was
There was also a Zips.
Elam's?
Yeah.
Zips? It might have been Zips first.
Was there a Zips there, too?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We had two Zips. Now we have none.
You could get, like, six triple cheeseburgers for, like, 65 cents. I just remember Zips being incredibly cheap and messy. That's all I remember about Zips.
All right.
Not surprised they closed her down. All right, Ryan's here. How's it going?
Really good.
Director of operations, so you do, obviously, a lot of bookkeeping, boring stuff probably, right?
Oh, yeah, inside all the time, yeah.
But you always know all this cool stuff that's coming. I mean, this has to be a really cool time to work for the Park District.
Oh, yeah. Everything that's happening at Nelson is just unbelievable, especially the last 5 years since I've been in the director of operations position with the new mini golf course. This year, adding the high ropes, batting cages, and then everything that's happened there, really, with the dog park, the disc golf course. We're adding mountain bike trails this year.
At Nelson, really?
At Nelson, yep. We've already laid them out. We've got some skill units or skill ramp type course things being installed in March.
So are mountain bike courses more for exercise or for like entertainment?
Entertainment, recreation. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So where will those? So I know where the. I'm trying to think. So where's the dog park?
The dog park is across from where old Dairy Queen used to be, so Cantrell and 22nd.
Okay, so yeah, kind of right there by the disc golf.
Exactly, and the mountain bike trail is actually intermingled in amongst the disc golf course.
Is that right?
Yeah, and then we've also done some native plantings in that area, so it'll be a few years before those are really visible, but it'll be a kind of a natural area with the disc golf course, kind of fairways carved in there, then mountain bike trails, obviously meandering in through all of that.
Yeah, and all that, correct me if I'm wrong, all that's free.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Can you pay to rent disc golf stuff, or do you just?
We have in the past over at Overlook. We've had them available for rent. Most people have their own, but I think there is that option.
Okay, yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, here comes. I mean, a lot of people are really excited about some of this new stuff. Update us. What's the next thing we're going to see done? That's the amphitheater, right?
Sure. The amphitheater is under construction now. We started back in end of November. Yeah. In December, so they've gotten down there, done a lot of earth moving, cleared the site. They've started on the foundations for the new concession/restroom ticket building, also for the stage. There's two side buildings. One's a green room for the acts, and then the other side is the sound, electrical storage, things like that. So all of that work started. So if you get down there, it looks a lot different than it used to.
Okay.
But that's got started moving really well. Then, of course, the cold weather and the snow. Kind of stop them for a little while. They're still down there.
Are they day by day? They figure out if they can go out there and they go do something.
Yep. If they can do something, they're down there today. They're tying rebar. They'll be out there. But again, they're pushing to try and have this open again end of July, 1st of August is the plan.
And once they get to a point where we know, okay, we're good, we're going to get open by a certain point, I think we're going to have a big show coming right off.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. In the spring, I think we'll have a better idea how much the winter slowed us down. And if we're on pace, like we think we will be, then yeah, we're going to start looking at acts for that fall.
Yeah, that'll be great. I mean, are you long term? You know, take me like 2-3 years in the future. What do we think is the vision for this? Like, not a show every weekend, but there's going to be ticketed shows for the most part. But then also, are we going to get like local groups going to be able to use it?
I think there's going to be a whole variety of use, and then of course Jamie Gower will be running that and. But I think we'll definitely have, a number of big shows every year, ticketed shows. We're going to have
Marie Jagger Taylor can figure out some things to do on that stage.
Oh, I bet she can. Yeah, we'll use it for everything.
Yeah, we'll
have movie nights. We'll have our, summer camps down there doing things. We'll have the municipal band playing down there. I mean, there's going to be a number of uses for that all the time, try and do some different kind of, blues and brews kind of festivals or wine and cheese and jazz festivals and just trying different ways to use it.
Municipal band, is that what has always played in Central Park? Like on Mondays? Yep. Is that the same band?
They played there. They played in Fairview Park.
Okay.
Yep.
So they'll play another night or they'll take that there probably. We don't know that.
We don't know that yet, but in the past they've used Fairview on Sundays, and so obviously it'd be a nice venue for them to use.
It's not going to be a unique trip to go down there. There's going to be something going on quite a bit.
I agree.
Which is awesome, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't I think there's people that get it can't wait. Mm-hmm. I don't think other people realize how excited they should be.
Yes. I think once you see it built and realize how nice it's going to be. Yeah.
Decatur Celebration quality acts and better. Yeah. You know, I mean, because how many does it seat?
We think about 3,000, but we think we can definitely do more. What we've experienced with Chesterfield's a pretty similar venue.
Okay.
What they say is there are certain venues where you say, you know, bring a blanket, spread out, okay. You know, have a picnic and relax and enjoy it. And there's other events where you have a headliner and you say, you know what, it's standing room only and everybody's packed in.
So you might be able to get closer to $4,000.
Exactly.
Well, then Bill told us that you're putting in overlook decks. Is that what he called them?
Viewing decks. Viewing decks. So we have fixed seating in the front for about 350.
Okay.
Then we have terraced lawn seating, and then these viewing decks, which are right next to those.
Yeah.
Potential where you can have a private party, have your own food vendor or bar there for your private group, but. Kind of like a party deck like you'd have at Anheuser-Busch, the Bud Light deck.
How cool.
Something.
And it will be ticketed. But, mm-hmm. I mean, I suppose if you're out on the boat, you're going to still be able to hear entertainment.
Yeah.
But to come in, I mean, we got to pay for things like
yes,
this. That's just kind of the way it is. You got to get in there, and you may not like your $15 to $50 ticket price. You know, mm-hmm. You may think everything should be free. It's just not going to work that way. So we got to keep this going and have this really be the long, long-term venue that we've needed.
Right.
Actually, I don't think we ever would have thought we could possibly ever get something that's nice.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable. And so that's obviously the donation from Mr.
Buffett.
Buffett
Foundation, yeah. It's incredible. Well, that's the next big one,
yep,
of course.
Under construction.
Aquatic facility now. We got pushed back a little bit, but yep. we back on track?
Yeah. We are within about 2 weeks of putting it back out to bid.
Okay.
Obviously have it out to bid for about a month and then get the bids back and start construction this spring. Construction all summer and opening next summer, 2019.
So. And then that's going to be back behind Adventure Park, right?
Right next to it.
If
the parking lot will just continue straight along 36 and the building will sit just to the east to southeast to it.
When you go back to knowing that was just a golf course at one point,
right.
And whenever it was decided, I can't remember the exact order, they were going to close Nelson. You're going to, whenever it was decided, we're going to do stuff there. Is this more than you ever thought it could have been?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I obviously we started with the master plan of what are we going to do there
and
gave the public a choice. And they chose recreation type venues.
Yeah.
And so I think it's one of those things that I know having young children, an 11-year-old, a 13-year-old, they've been asking me for years when we're getting our own water park. And I kept saying, sometime. And I didn't think it happened this quick. So it's exciting to actually be
You said it, you thought you're going to be taking your own kids there. By the time we get one. Not now.
Exactly. It's coming.
That should be, are we going to run into next winter? You think you're looking at, you think it could be done like for the most part done before we go into the winter of next winter?
I think so. We'll probably have some things to, obviously landscaping, things like that to do in the spring of 19. But yeah, the idea now with having the full construction season, that they would get in there and get it done throughout the summer of 18.
So those are the two big projects, but I'm sure you got plenty of other stuff going on. What's happening?
Yeah, we're still in the design phases for the extension of the train over at the zoo.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It goes over to the Children's Museum, so they're getting really close to having that out to bid, so that'll be under construction this coming summer. We have our normal projects all throughout the summer at a lot of our smaller parks. We're going to do new basketball courts at Garfield and Torrance Parks this year.
Really?
Yep. They've been a number of years. Those
like a composite?
No, they'll be asphalt.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. Basketball courts. So those will be new. Like I said, we're building the mountain bike trails this spring and summer. We're looking at some additional mountain bike trails throughout the parks, potentially.
Okay.
More at Nelson in the front portion or what we call the old back nine about towards the lake.
Yeah.
Use that site. Been working with Kyle May and some of the mountain bike guys here locally.
Nice.
We're looking at possibly even, Scoville Golf Course and whether we can put some mountain bike trails out there.
Is there anything in the works for that area yet?
No. I mean, we still have it out there for anybody who wants to lease the facility.
Okay.
There's been some discussions with different people showing some interest, but right now there's nobody yet. But, the land's being used right now. There's walkers out there. There's joggers out there. There's people sledding.
And people are welcome to that. You're not trespassing
or
anything.
No,
it's a public
park. It's a public park. Get out there and use it. And so, again, we've talked to the local cross-country teams about using it for some of their cross-country meets.
Oh, yeah.
Again, mountain bike trails. I mean, it's going to be used from a recreational standpoint.
How much land is there? I mean, counting the course and the driving range?
I think it's about 120 acres.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So that's sitting there.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you want to get somebody wants to get creative,
right?
You know, whether it's with money or not, that's pretty good. Well, good deal. And then, and what else?
We also over at Overlook, right next to it, we're going to put a new playground in. It was part of our 2013 OSLAD grant.
Okay.
We were going to do it with the playground, but I had to get it wrapped up by August. So
gotcha.
We're going to go ahead and get that installed this summer. It's a playground similar to the one you see at the zoo.
Oh, wow. That's a big
similar
deal.
Look. Not as big.
Okay.
Not quite as big, but similar look. So that's going to be coming in this summer. And then, you know, again, in the parks, we try and do improvements throughout, and we've been working on a number of ADA improvements with restrooms and sidewalks, making our facilities more ADA accessible. And then we also had a $50,000 grant from the railroad to do trees. So we've installed some at Nelson, but we have a number of trees to install in the next year.
Cool.
Again, $50,000 worth is about 200 and some trees.
Wow. Guess I never thought how expensive trees would be.
Yeah, about $200.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. By the way, that Scoville Zoo, what do we call it? The zoo's playground?
Yeah.
I heard this recently, and I've heard this before. We're talking about taking our class reunion there.
Yeah.
And one of the girls on the committee was like, that's cool. It's just hard for me to ever get my kids to leave that place. I think that's the ultimate compliment. Like, your kids never want to leave the playground. It's a good playground.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It is an unbelievable
facility. And it's probably 15 years old now, isn't it?
2006, was it? I think 2006. Yeah.
So, 12. Yeah. Yeah. Here we go. Yeah. So when will the zoo open again? March?
It's April, I think. 1st of April.
Yeah. Ken's busy now.
Oh, yeah.
He's still got a lot going on.
Keeping those animals fed, of course.
Also learning how to play a ukulele for the animals, I think.
Oh, really?
I made that part up. But he does have him a new uke.
Did Brian bring one back?
No, I had one, and we had talked about it before, and I go, okay, it's yours. Take it.
All right. Yeah. All right. I'm ready to hear that.
Yeah, because I could not figure it out. He said we're going to have a jam sesh when he learns a few songs.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah. At the amphitheater?
Maybe just here. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But we'll see if he plays it, and then something poops on the table. That's happened.
That's standard operations.
Whatever he brings in, he's going to have to control it if it's not adorable, though. So well, you're busy, and you know, it almost feels like, and I said this with Bill, so many things are park district linked.
Yes.
That when you really stop, I feel like I know everybody that works for the park district. You need a lot more employees.
Yeah.
It feels like you probably would.
Yeah.
But you guys do go in seasons.
Sure, absolutely. I have 20 full-time staff and then about the same amount of part-time staff that I hire seasonal. Now, Jamie, of course, with all the camp programming and everything, hires a lot more seasonal staff.
Sure.
But my staff is about 50-50 full-time to part-time.
Keep grinding. Thanks for the – and this is a good one. This is a good chat here because we got all updated and dates and all the good stuff, and it's coming.
I mean,
my gosh, just think of all the options we're going to have when the weather's nice in the summer of 2019.
That's going to be unbelievable.
Will Fairview instantly?
Yep.
So when that closes in 18, that'll be the end of that?
Yes, as long as everything's on go for 19.
For 19.
Yep.
Gotcha. And then what's happening with that building?
As of right now, nothing. We'll put it in the budget in the future to demolish it and open up the space for, you know, potentially use
park
for
area.
Park area, pavilion or something. You know, the parking lot's still there. You know, a lot of people go back there to run. So whether we have runs that can park back there.
So what, like the mountain biking trails and stuff like that, that's just you listening to people?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The requests come in. You know, they're using Fairview right now for some cyclocross events every fall. But, you know, they've built some trails out at Garmin. There's a great trail system. Greg Winchester's been working out there, built some great trails out there. And I think it's just a hidden gem that people don't know about. But there's people coming from out of town. That guy from Peoria last week called me to ask if the trails were opened up, the bike trails. You know, the snow's on them and stuff. I couldn't guarantee it would be gone. But, you know, they're coming from distance to ride these trails.
Well, Decatur-Parks.org has a lot of stuff on it.
Yeah.
It's not just a website, but you'll go there and go, I never even thought about that being the park districts. You know, the facility that Maria's at, the zoo, you know, the airport. So many things are within our park district. You can go catch up with all that, Decatur-Parks.org. You can book your flights through there.
Right.
So there we go.
Yeah, exactly. Now on Expedia with the new flight.
Is that right?
Yeah.
When do they go again?
I guess February 14th, I think, is their first day.
So it's going to be Cape Air. We're still waiting.
Cape Air, yep. That's my understanding.
Okay. Well, I think we're still waiting on one more approval from the government.
Right. I doubt it.
Unless I missed that announcement. Yeah.
No, I think you're right.
Okay. But so that's where we are. But that's not a project. That's already over there. That's out of your hands.
That's not mine. That's not me.
All right. Thanks, Ryan.
All right. Thank you.
Ryan Raleigh.
You got it.
I'm going to say it wrong next time, just so you know. Don't hate me.
All right. Thanks,
Eric. I'll say Ryan correct. How about that?
You got that.